The 2024 NFL Draft heads to Detroit, and it's time to see who gets the job.
Caleb is a unique and special talent throwing the football.
And what sets them apart.
The Heisman Trophy winner is Jaden Daniels.
All of the greats were hired here.
What a throw by Mahomes.
See who gets the job.
Are you ready?
The 2024 NFL Draft begins Thursday, April 25th on ESPN, ABC, and NFL Network.
Ya son más de 10 años metiéndole y todavía sueno como nuevo. Balvin no tiene relevo, me sobra el dinero, el respeto y los huevos.
Flips in for the touchdown.
Sigo siendo un descaro.
Anywhere I roam.
There he goes.
And he's gone.
Touchdown. And this house is on fire.
Jalen Rose, I'm David Jacoby. We are Jalen and Jacoby. Up? What is it that we do?
We give the people what they want.
The people are getting what they want. We are going to get them ready for a nice slate of games in week three. The biggest are the Bucks, the Super Bowl champions, and Tom Brady have pretty easy time so far this season. Can they keep it going against the Rams defense?
Family, check this out. This is likely the NFC Championship preview.
Ooh.
This is likely the NFC Championship preview. And Tom Brady struggled last year when he played against the Rams. You see why. Aaron Donald. You also see why. Jalen Ramsey. Now the Bucks won't have Antonio Brown this weekend. Mm. However, I have a solution. We've seen Gronk basically catch one or two touchdowns every week.
Every day.
Last week, Mike Evans caught two touchdowns. This is going to be the Chris Godwin week. Mark my words. If the Tampa Bay Buccaneers are going to find a way to get a victory this weekend, it's going to be because you see Chris Godwin hitting his head on the goalpost in the end zone.
Well, that means when I drive to New Jersey and we put our bets in, we'll put some Chris Godwin bets in there. But you mentioned that this is the NFC Championship preview. Would you consider the winner of this contest in Los Angeles in the afternoon to be the favorite to be in the Super Bowl?
It's always hard for me to pick against Russell Wilson, but possibly. Like these two teams, once you add Matthew Stafford and you're the Rams, and I know a lot of people haven't seen Matthew Stafford from week to week because he was a member of the Lions. And you can always talk about he hasn't had playoff success. But you know what he can do? Make all of the throws. So much so that Sean McVay let Jared Goff go, even though he led him to the Super Bowl. Okay? Matthew Stafford is the upgrade at that position. This is going to be the game of the weekend.
This is going to be the game of the weekend, and then I'm going to spend 40 minutes with my family because there's another huge game Sunday night between the Packers and the 49ers. Are we going to get week one Aaron Rodgers and the Packers or week two Aaron Rodgers and the Packers?
I think you're actually going to get week two, and here's why. Aaron Rodgers, before the draft this year, was positioning himself to be the quarterback of his home state, the San Francisco 49ers. He hit up Adam Schefter, and he did whatever he could do to position himself. They just didn't have enough time to do it. We all know that this is his final season with the Green Bay Packers, almost like Kevin Durant with the Golden State Warriors, an MVP-level player who you know is going to bolt at the end of this season. This is going to be a terrific game as well. And the thing for the 49ers, I always pay attention to their run game. They have some injuries to their backfield. We know their defense can be stout, but I anticipate Aaron Rodgers, Davante Adams, to have a big weekend.
Oh, I'm going the other way because of that run game. And when you look at the Packers this season, so much drama in the offseason. They lose to the Saints. I'm sorry, they get waxed by the Saints. And then they lost to the Lions in the first half. They lost the first half to the Lions. I think that the 49ers will be able to run all over this defense. And I still need to see more from Aaron Rodgers. to really believe in him and that he believes in this team. Because
did you know,
I think it's going to be a tough day.
Did you know that Aaron Rodgers had 4 touchdown passes last weekend?
Yeah, do you know who they were playing?
Aaron Jones got in the end zone 4 times last weekend. There's no accident. I anticipate another big weekend. And the great Lions got the Green Bay Packers ready for the stout matchup against the San Francisco 49ers.
I'm not seeing it. Sometimes when I put my bets in New Jersey this week, we'll be on the other side. We'll be on different sides on this one, and we'll see who wins on Sunday night. This is such a good group of games because we also get a game that I distinctly remember from last year. Tyrod Taylor gets a lung punctured by the team medical staff. Justin Herbert, rookie from Oregon, didn't get reps all week with the number ones, comes in and then goes toe-to-toe with Mahomes into overtime, and we all know what happened to the rest of his season. Now, Jalen, that was a really good game between the Chiefs, who would end up representing the AFC in the Super Bowl. But look at this stat. Through their first 17 starts, Patrick Mahomes is about 370 yards past Justin Herbert, and that is of all time. So these two are two players that really come out the gates hot. Do you think that Herbert has enough to keep up with the Chiefs offense in this one?
In theory, we both know when the Chiefs are operating at optimal success, nobody can keep up with them. Nobody, 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 nobody. As a matter of fact, as you mentioned Tyrod Taylor, it reminds me of a Jay-Z lyric that he will not be singing, called Fupa Lung, where I'm from. Mossy, son, ain't nothing nice. That stat you just put up there shows why a lot of people feel like Justin Herbert has a chance to go on to be not only a franchise quarterback, but one of the best quarterbacks in the NFL. But you already know something. Keenan Allen, let me tell everybody, it seems like we can't talk about these games without talking about fantasy or without talking about betting. Let me tell you something. Keenan Allen always catches footballs. He always gets his numbers. And this weekend will not be any different. Now, I want to see if the cheetah's going to respond. He was kind of quiet last week. Yep, did you see the cheetah last week? Did you see him do any backwards flips? No, was Lamar Jackson. Let's see if he responds this week.
I don't think Lamar Jackson will be doing any flips into the end zone this week. But, Jalen, the Chiefs never cover. And the Chiefs also never stop the running back. Keep an eye on that Chiefs running defense being terrible and them as the season moves forward. And then last night, I'm not so sure that last night was such a great game. These are the ones that we just discussed. But it was a little amuse-bouche, a little appetizer as we get into this great Week 3 slate. Because it was, as expected, the Panthers and Sam Darnold getting to 3-0 against Davis Mills and the Texans.
NFL, I want to tell and expose your dirty secret.
What's that?
I appreciate that you want to get all of these bad teams on national TV at the beginning of the year before their record reflects how bad they are. So it's great that the Texans get a Thursday night game. And it's great that my Lions get a Monday night football game. But this is why we don't care about these games. Shout to the Panthers. I'm happy that they're 3-0. I don't know if it was my pep talk. I don't know if it's Sam Darnold's addition. But Christian McCaffrey, hamstring injury. And I talked going into this week. He specifically talked about how his routine sometimes is in flux when he plays on a Thursday night game versus on a Sunday because of how he likes to prepare going into the week. And I wonder if that has an effect on him ultimately injuring his hamstring in last night's game.
Well, he walked off on his own power. Hopefully it's not that serious. They call it a hamstring, and hopefully we can get McCaffrey back because such an electric back that we didn't get a chance to watch that much last year. Jalen, you know our policy. We try not to overreact to lists that media outlets put out. But we have to do it today because ESPN put out their best players in the NBA list. And I'm not so sure that LeBron James is still not the best player in the world. We'll discuss that right after this. You're watching.
You love LeBron so much.
I really do. Coming to you live from the Seaport, New York City, and brought to you by Chase. Welcome back to Jalen and Jacoby. Jalen, we try not to react to the lists that get put out because they get put out just so we will react to them on television, but I have to now. ESPN NBA Rank put out the top five players in the NBA, the very best of the very best in the league we love so much. Durant, Giannis, LeBron, Luka, Steph. I could see a world in which all three of the top three could be number one, but if I was making the list, LeBron James, in my mind, is still the best player in the NBA. He was the MVP before he got hurt. So the last time he was healthy, he was the MVP of the league. He is still, to me, the best player in the NBA. What do you think about these rankings and this list?
I totally understand how much you love LeBron, and I do too. Except you're a stan, and you were the first person, you, David Dolly Jacoby, mm-hmm. were the first person, like 6 years ago, you said LeBron James was going to be the NBA's all-time leading scorer, and he's going to play into the league until his son got into the league. Yep. You said that. So I know how much you love LeBron, but he shouldn't be number one, dog. You know who should be number one? The actual king of the court.
No.
Giannis Antetokounmpo.
No, Giannis Antetokounmpo. Okay, he had a great series clinching game when he made all those free throws, but you leave him open for three, he doesn't play make for others, and he can't hit free throws. He is not a complete player. You can't be number one best player in the league with glaring holes in your game.
So you said that he's not a complete player. Let me think back to the NBA Finals when I was sitting front row. Did you see Giannis Antetokounmpo have a signature block on a lob against Ayton?
Yes. Yeah, I did. Did you
see Giannis catch a great lob from Drew Holiday in transition that was an and one? Yes.
Of course.
Did you see Giannis actually make his free throws in the closeout game? That happened. He's the valedictorian, dog, of the summer. KD is the salutatorian. He got the gold medal at the Olympics. He got the gold trophy in the NBA. Giannis should be number one. KD should be number two. How about that?
Giannis is number three in this group to me, and I can make a case for Kevin Durant over LeBron. But also, I want to talk to you about this, Mr. Rose. Like, are there any omissions? Can I get a Harden, a Dame, a Jokic, an Embiid? Could any of those crash this top five and maybe bump out Luka or Steph?
I actually feel like this list is crazy solid. I don't like the number one, but it is solid. When you get a chance, everyone, I want you to really pay attention to the kind of numbers that Luka Doncic puts up. He deserves to be in that fourth spot. He's now what James Harden was when he was in Houston. That's the kind of numbers that we're going to get from Luka.
Yep. And I also, when it comes to Embiid and his health, and Jokic had an MVP season, he does so much for his team, but I just need to see a little more in order to be the top five in the league from them. So like you, there are some players on the outside waiting to crash this top five, but I can't take one of them and take one of these five out. But I will still stand on a table and say LeBron James, when healthy, is the best player in the NBA. If the aliens came down and said, we need to send someone out to play one-on-one, you're not sending Giannis, you're not sending Durant, you're sending LeBron James, and you know that. You know that. You know that. I know you know that. LeBron James is the best player.
If I'm sending somebody to play one-on-one, I'm gonna send the guy that can guard five positions like Giannis, and that's going to dunk on all of them every chance that he gets. Look at this list. None of them have a chance to guard Giannis. None of them. Number one.
Did you just say Giannis can guard five positions? Is this on my earpiece?
He can guard Trae Young, and he can guard the Joker. That's five positions.
Okay. Jalen, we got to move on because the Ravens are playing the Lions in Motown. Is there any hope? Is there any hope for the Lions? Is there any way that this goes the Lions' way? And like, what is the blueprint for the Lions to keep this competitive?
This is not fair, dog. This is not fair. I don't understand how they schedule it like this. How we get Aaron Rodgers and Lamar Jackson in back-to-back weekends. This is not fair. Lamar Jackson just won MVP 2 years ago. Aaron Rodgers won MVP last year. What's going on with this schedule, NFL? And Lamar crushed it against the Kansas City Chiefs. Mm-hmm. So I'm looking for future MVP of the NFL. My quarterback. That's my quarterback. Jared Goff. You heard me. Jared Montana. That's just what I'm going to start calling him.
Listen.
Jared Montana is going to hook up with Hockenson.
I took the Lions plus 12 and a half points and still lost the bet. There's no way I'm betting the Lions plus 8.5 against the Ravens. The Ravens are going to beat them by 31 points. They'll be up by 14 by the half. And Hockenson will get one touchdown, and that is the only 7 points the Lions will score. Moving on to the game that might actually be competitive. That is the one between the football team and Buffalo's football team, the Buffalo Bills. Mr. Rose, I don't know if you know, but West Side Gunn just released the B-side to his latest project.
Ooh.
And based on the momentum of that, there's no chance the football team can stop Josh Allen and the Bills, right?
Fly God. Make sure you check out Jalen and Jacoby next week. We know we moved to ESPN 2. We know we own at 4 o'clock. We're going to have Jalen Hurts on the show. We're going to have the Fly God on the show. And you know what else I got to tell you? The Washington defense ain't been looking as stout as we anticipated.
Mm-hmm.
How about that? Yeah, I said it. Josh Allen and Stephon Diggs hooked up last weekend. I anticipate your Buffalo Bills are going to continue to find ways to get themselves together. And I got a proposition for this show. There is no reason David Jacoby and Griselda will not be jumping through tables in Buffalo this year. There's no reason why that shouldn't happen.
I once said that I would jump through a table if I went to a Buffalo Bills game, and the more I think about it, the more my back hurts. Like, I don't know what my technique is going to be, but I know that Josh Allen and the Bills will win. But I'm glad you mentioned the Allen to Diggs connection, because it was so electric last season. Through two games, they have not connected as much at the rate that they did last season. Hopefully they can get right against the Washington football team. But there's an X factor, Jalen Rose. My God, Taylor Heineke. I love Taylor Heineke. I've been on him since he was toe-to-toe with Tom Brady and the Bucks last year in the playoffs. He looked good against the Giants. He can move the ball. Like, everyone thought when Fitzpatrick went down that their season was over. Taylor Heineke can move the ball. They're going to lose this game. Mark my words, they will lose this game. But Taylor Heineke is not as bad as people think. Shout out to Taylor Heineke.
All I know is this. You like the guy at the bar. When they cut on the lights at 1:30, even though it closed at 2, you saw something in Taylor Heineke that I just didn't see. I don't know.
I did.
I don't know what you see, but I tell
the only
you,
problem,
you played a lot better than I thought.
The only problem is I'm so washed now. If I'm at the bar at 1:30, it's probably 1:30 p.m., not 1:30 a.m. Moving on to an exciting debut. Justin Fields will make his debut as the starter of the Chicago Bears. Bears fans are hoping this is the first of a decade of him, number one under center in Chicago. They're going to Cleveland to play the Browns. What do you think about this one?
I'm trying to tell you, dog, you, me, got people in the 312 upset at us because we have the audacity, the unmitigated gall, the nerve to say Justin Fields is the greatest quarterback in the history of the Bears.
He is.
And we didn't stutter. And we're not stuttering. But however, this weekend, Jacoby, you know they got Myles Garrett on the other side.
They do.
You know they got Jadeveon Clowney on the other side. No Jarvis Landry. He's out with an injury. I believe Baker Mayfield has a huge game. I really do. Baker Mayfield is going to have a huge game. Chicago is going to be really stout against the run. We know about Chubb. We know about Hunt. One of the best dynamic running back duos in the entire NFL. However, Khalil Mack, he ain't going for the run. They may be able to pass. The Bears have really struggled against the pass this year.
Damn.
Watch Baker Mayfield have a big game.
Jalen, you were in Atlanta last night at the BMF premiere, a special black tie event for Young Jeezy. How come I wasn't invited to this, Jalen Rose? How come I wasn't invited? Saturday Night Football presented by Capital One on ABC. The big game this week at 7:30. It is West Virginia traveling to Oklahoma to take on the number 4 Sooners. Tune into that, ABC, Saturday night. Welcome back to Jalen and Jacoby. Jalen Anthony Rose, you were outside last night. What was your evening in Atlanta like? Take me through it.
First off, I want to shout out Curtis 50 Cent Jackson and the Stars family. The premiere and the first episode was awesome. Shout out to Lil Nephew, Big Meech, who did a terrific job of acting in the BMF premiere. He's going to do a great job. He's going to be a breakout performer. But I also got to say this, Jacob. When I left there, I went to a great dinner, a black tie dinner. Jeezy Jenkins and his lovely bride, Janine, who's expecting. Congratulations to them. Big Tigger was there. 2 Chainz was there. Rosé was there. We were just doing like we do. You'd appreciate this. Wine glasses like fish bowls. That was the type of night we had last night.
Jalen, I can't help but notice that everyone else is literally wearing a black tie, they're in tuxedos, and you just got a camo jacket on. I told you you're going to regret going home to the hotel and not changing between events.
You did tell me. And the thing is, I thought about it, but I was like, you know what? I'd rather be on time than be fashionably late.
We'll be back on Monday.